This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 217. For Tuesday, January 9th, I'm Glenn Halleck. After several days of losses, ICE canola futures are higher on Tuesday morning, gleaning support from gains in comparable oils. The March canola contract rises $5.40 at $621.80 per ton, and the May contract adds $5 at $629.20 per ton. Global crude oil prices are higher after yesterday's sharp losses. There are increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, but the Chicago soy complex is losing strength. While soybeans and soy meal are lower, soy oil is making some gains. The Canadian dollar is lower on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 74.61 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 74.78. The United States Department of Agriculture will publish its monthly supply and demand estimates on Friday. Ahead of the report, the trade projects U.S. soybean ending stocks to dip to 243 million bushels. Also, Brazil's soybean production is expected to fall to 156.3 million tons, while that for Argentina is to bump up to 48.9 million. U.S. corn ending stocks are to slip to 2.11 billion bushels, while Brazil's corn output is expected to pull back to 125.3 million tons. The USDA will also issue its winter wheat seedings report, and the trade sees plantings being lower at 35.8 million acres. Safra Mercado chopped 6.8 million tons from their call on Brazil's soybean production, now at 151.4 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday morning. The March contract gives up 6 cents at $12.40 per bushel. March soy meal is down $3.90 at $364.60 per short ton. But March soy oil climbs about 0.4 of a cent at 48.19 cents per pound. The March Chicago corn contract dips a half cent at 454.5 per bushel. Chicago March oats are up 9.5 cents at 370.5. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago March gains 8 cents at 604. Kansas City March advances 11 cents at 626. And Minneapolis March is up 9.5 cents at 712. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, January 9th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.